Well, a very happy Wednesday, a happy Thanksgiving Eve to you, and welcome to our show. This is the Mary Jones Show, the show where friends celebrate life, living, and laughter. So glad to be with you today. They were just doing a little mentioning Kupacko Shopping Center and all the wonderful stores there. I ran over there today to Perfect Nails and had a manicure. So thank you, folks at Perfect Nails. Nails are looking much prettier now. We are going to have open phone time many times throughout the show today in terms of what will be on your Thanksgiving table tomorrow. But right now, we're not going to talk so much about what's going to be on your table, but maybe who's going to be around your table in terms of relatives, in terms of friends. And I know that for an awful lot of families, dynamics can be interesting, and there certainly can be some conflict around that table. Well, with us today, kicking off the show on this Thanksgiving Eve, is communication consultant Jeffrey Tumlin. Jeffrey, good afternoon.
Hey, Mary, how are you today?
Well, we are doing wonderfully here, and happy Thanksgiving holiday to you.
Same to you.
Well, I know that you have great insight, and I can't wait to talk with you in terms of what we can do to avoid some of those conflicts. Because, you know, I don't think families necessarily, when they sit down at the Thanksgiving table, that they have that in mind. But lo and behold, it certainly can present itself, can't it?
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, the shame of it is when something happens, when there's a disagreement or an argument, it can really linger on and exert a chilling effect on some of the holiday, and nobody wants that.
No, oh, not at all. Because, you know, I think many of us go into the holiday, whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas, with an ideal sense that, oh, this is going to be just so perfect, a family get-together, it's going to be perfect. What can we do to make sure that it stays closer to that than the conflict part?
Well, that's a great question, and I think there's two things. The first is a big picture to remember that these people around the table, these are our people, and we actually love them a lot, and philosophically, it's easy, or I should say it's partly our responsibility to try to do everything we can to help the holiday season, whether it's tomorrow or whether it's later on in December, be as positive as it can. So the first thing is, remember, look, these are my people, and I have a responsibility to the best of my ability not create an incident or a disruption. And the second piece is to practice a lot of willful ignorance, which is to say, we're going to ignore a lot of things, blow a lot of things off, and let a lot of things go. Because, Mary, if you and I were to sit down and try to engineer the worst possible environment to have some type of disagreement, it would be the holidays, because everybody is a little bit off their routine. We're not working like normal. There's new people in our house. There's a lot of awkward conversations because we're trying to reconnect, and, you know, people don't always have the most accurate views of us. A lot of times it can seem like somebody's talking to me and they're talking to a version of myself that I haven't been that person for two decades. And so there's a lot of awkwardness. A lot of times, you know, it's like sometimes I say it's the four A's around the holidays. You have that awkwardness, you have an audience, and that raises the stakes of an argument. You have the asymmetry of conflict, which is that things that are problematic count against us much more then serenity counts for us. And so the conflict has an asymmetrical cost. And then the last piece is that a lot of times there's alcohol around. And if you put those four A's together, you get this weird environment where this is the worst time of the year for a conflict and the best time of the year to practice ignoring, blowing things off, letting things go, and not having those kind of disagreements that can lead to lingering, chilling effects over the holidays.
If you're just joining us, speaking with communication expert Jeffrey Tumlin about avoiding holiday conflicts around the Thanksgiving or Christmas right around the corner dinner table. So, Jeffrey, let's get real specific. There were probably, well, let's back up. As you mentioned, let's all keep in mind tomorrow to take deep breaths. Let things go. We don't have to pounce on everything that we might not like, that we might disagree with. We can breathe and let it go. And that would probably be a good thing for everyone to keep in mind, correct?
Yeah, that's the, if I could only tell people one thing, that's what I would say, is it's the worst possible time for conflict. And so the good news about conflict is it actually takes two people to tangle, but only one to dramatically curtail an argument.
That's
and
right.
We can be that one person.
That's
and
right.
it's simple as remembering, like we said, philosophically, the way you do that is you remember, okay, you know, I love these people, they're my people, and so forth. But the other way is more pragmatically, you just exit an interaction that you feel you're about to say something that that is going to take a turn for the worse, or you stare in your potatoes instead of responding when somebody's egging you on with, whether it's Uncle Billy who is laying into you about politics like he does every time you get together. But, you know, because that's the other thing, Mary, is if what we're suggesting for this holiday season is let's let a lot of things go, well, we can say that the reason to do that is because it's the nice thing to do and so forth. But the other reason is that empirically we know that engaging in these conflicts, it doesn't work. Because we've done that the last 5 years. So I already know that strategy doesn't work. This year, I'm going to try to ignore things, let things go, and be the one person who says, I'm just not going to engage in that conflict. And I'm going to take the oxygen out of the flame, so to speak, and see if we can't tamp down on these flames that sometimes spread through the holiday gatherings.
I love it. And you mentioned politics. I was going to mention that also, Jeffrey, in terms of, you know, maybe just kind of throw a challenge out to everyone as they're about to sit down at the dinner table or maybe before, you know, think about topics that you know are going to be potentially problematic, like politics, like if there was a recent separation, a divorce, you know, any of those things where there might be some emotionally charged reactions. Don't bring them up. And if someone else brings them up, you don't have to continue them.
Yeah, that's right. We don't have to turn everything into a debate. We could either, I mean, your point, it's perfect because step one, I don't even need to talk about some of these. I mean, there's a universe of possible topics. So why do we have to talk about the divorce that so-and-so has or the fact that somebody's cousin is in jail or what we really think about the Affordable Health Care Act or whatever. I mean, there's millions of other topics, and so best to avoid. And if we can't avoid, it's not going to kill me just to listen to somebody and what they have to say. So I'm going to let Uncle Billy tomorrow, if he wants to talk about, you know, this about the Affordable Care Act, or if he wants to talk about, you know, whatever he wants politically, I can let him talk and practice the well-placed, oh, yeah, very interesting, mm-hmm. And a lot of times, that's enough. Instead of jumping in and doing what I normally do, which is jumping into the other side of the issue and trying to prove my point, which it never works. And it's nutty for me to think that Uncle Billy, I'm going to change his mind tomorrow, because the last 5 years I haven't been able to change his mind. And by the way, now that I think about it, I've known Uncle Billy for over 40 years, and I haven't changed his mind about one thing ever. So chances are
this will not be the year either. So
yeah,
let it go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
Oh, I love it. Jeffrey, thank you so much. Would love to invite you back, because I'm thinking as you're talking, everything you're saying, and I know this is a lot of what you write about and speak about and delve into, a lot of what you're saying is so sage in terms of relationships in general, not just around the holidays. So could we possibly talk about your coming back?
I'd love to. It's my delight to talk with you. I still remember you telling me last time we spoke about some of the great advice that your mother would give you. And so I'm delighted to come back anytime, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving
tomorrow. Thank you so much. It was so nice to talk with you again today. Have a wonderful holiday. Where can folks read more about you?
They can read more about me on Tumlin.com, T-U-M-L-I-N.com. And my book is available anywhere online in our most bookstores. It's called Stop Talking, Start Communicating, available at Amazon, anywhere else online, and at Tumlin.com.
And I did put a link to that very website on ours this morning, so folks can get it, have a link right to Tumlin.com. Jeffrey, thank you so much once again. Let's please stay in touch.
Okay. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.